It's Wednesday, November 20th, and this is Brian with the Morning News. Give us 5 minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know, Ukraine fired a series of ATACMS missiles inside Russia, marking the first attack using the U.S.-made longer-range weapons in 1,000 days of war. The U.S. official, who was not authorized to speak publicly on the matter, told NPR that Ukraine fired 7 U.S.-made Army tactical missile systems into Russia, striking a weapons depot near the town of Kharkiv in Russia's Bryansk region, about 70 miles from Ukraine. The official said Russia shot down 2 of the missiles. Also on Tuesday, Vladimir Putin signed a decree updating Russia's nuclear doctrine, in effect expanding its options for carrying out a nuclear strike. In other news, SpaceX on Tuesday launched another Starship rocket, but passed up catching the booster with giant mechanical arms. Unlike last month's success, the booster was directed to a splashdown in the Gulf of Mexico. The catch was called off just 4 minutes into the test flight from Texas for unspecified reasons, and the booster hit the water 3 minutes later. Not all of the criteria for a booster catch was met, and so the flight director did not command the booster to return to the launch site, said SpaceX spokesman Dan Huat. He did not specify what went wrong. At the same time, the empty spacecraft launched from Texas atop Starship soared across the Gulf of Mexico on a near loop around the world, similar to October's test flight. Skimming space, the shiny retro-looking craft descended into the Indian Ocean for a controlled but destructive end to the hour-long demo. It was the 6th test for the world's biggest and most powerful rocket that SpaceX and NASA hope to use to get astronauts back on the moon and eventually to Mars. In world news, Iran has defied international demands to rein in its nuclear program and has increased its stockpile of uranium-enriched to near weapons-grade levels, according to a confidential report by the United Nations nuclear watchdog, seen Tuesday by the Associated Press. The report by the International Atomic Energy Agency said that as of October 26th, Iran has over 400 pounds of uranium enriched up to 60%, an increase of 38 pounds since the last report in August. Uranium enriched at 60% purity is just a short, technical step away from weapons-grade levels of 90%. The IAEA also estimated in its quarterly report that as of October 26th, Iran's overall stockpile of enriched uranium stands at 14,560 pounds, an increase of 1,800 pounds since August. Meanwhile, the wars in Ukraine and the Middle East are eating away at critical U.S. weapons stockpiles and could hamper the military's ability to respond to China should a conflict arise in the Indo-Pacific, the top U.S. commander for that region said Tuesday. Head of U.S. Indo-Pacific Command Admiral Samuel Paparo cautioned Tuesday that the U.S. providing or selling billions of dollars worth of air defenses to both Ukraine and Israel is now impeding his ability to respond in the Indo-Pacific, such as if China invades Taiwan. The U.S., like most countries, does not recognize Taiwan as a country, but is the island's main partner and is bound by U.S. laws to provide it with the means to defend itself. The commander's report mentioned that since the war in Ukraine began, the U.S. has provided more than $60.4 billion in military assistance, including 3 Patriot air defense systems and missiles. It's now eating into stocks, and to say otherwise would be dishonest, he told an audience at the Brookings Institution in Washington. The U.S. has also regularly shipped air defense munitions as Israel presses its offensives against Hamas in Gaza and Hezbollah in Lebanon. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the Morning News. Share this with a friend and subscribe to us wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.